Yeah, there you go. That is some amazing singing. That came from Trafalgar Square on a sunny day. And that was a TikTok sensation, Luke Silva. He's got about 2 or 3 million followers on TikTok. And he was singing alongside Tralee singer Ger O'Hanlon, who's with me on the line now. Ger, good morning to you.
How are you, Jerry? How are you keeping?
I'm very good, very good. Listen, we spotted this on social media yesterday, a remarkable stuff. First of all, tell me when this happened. What happened? Were you paid £10 by your friends? Were you dared to go up and sing with them, or what went on?
No, so basically, I'm living over in London now at the moment. I took the big move from Tralee. And I was just walking around on my break, literally. And I had seen your man. And I was like, do you know what? I'm following him on social media. So I was like, I'm going to stand now and I'm going to have a bit of a look and see what's going on. And then he called me out there. He was like, here, you, he asked for volunteers to go up and sing. Now, I know myself, I can sing live, but he was like, blue hair, do you want to sing? I was like, of course, the blue hair was the standout moment. So I went up and he asked me, what songs do you know? And I was like, okay, the only one I can physically think of right now was we did three. We did Oceans by Hillsong. We did Dancing on My Own and then Lay Me Down, which is the Sam Smith one. So this is about a month ago. And he was like, geez, great. And it got a great reaction. And only 2 days ago, was it 3 days ago now? I don't even know. I've lost track of time. He threw it up on social media and it's absolutely, oh my God, it's doing wonders. It's collectively about 3 million views now, I'd say, across all the social medias, which is insanity.
That's absolutely mad. And he said, listen, I asked this Irish guy up to sing with me and he totally outsang me. And he threw the video off.
Literally, I was like, Jesus, what's happening? It took me so surprised, the reactions that are happening on social media. Moving to London has been definitely one of the greatest things I've done. The opportunities that have landed in my lap, some opportunities that are going to be landing really soon, which I can't talk about yet, but hopefully soon.
Go on.
I can't. I'm under legal obligation. I can't say anything at the moment, but things are going well. Let's say that. Hopefully, starting New Year, we might be having another phone call.
Brilliant. We look forward to that. Now, Luke Silva, he's a guy. Does he do this often? He's got millions of followers online. Does he busk and sing and get people up to sing with him and put the videos
up?
Yeah,
this seems to be the thing he does. I mean, I was following him back when I was in Kerry as well. So it was only by chance I stumbled upon him when I was walking around on my break. And I was like, do you know what? He was like, anyone want to sing? He brought up this small little girl first. She went up and sang. She was great. But she got a bit nervous and she dived away from it. And then he was like, oh, anyone else? Because the sets in Trafalgar Square are only 45 minutes. So I suppose he really utilizes the, you know, it's not like when I was busking outside Penny's, you know, I could stay there as long as people weren't annoyed. Do you know what I mean? But here it's very, very strict, you know?
Yeah. It's organized. You have a set place and that's where you go and people know the buskers are there. So they go along, have a look, throw a bit of money in, watch it, video it. But this is brilliant. What kind of a reaction have you gotten from your friends and family to this going viral, Ger?
I've had a lot of friends from back in Ireland who actually sent it to me. They were like, do you know this video is like blowing up? And I was like, no. I think I was in bed when someone texted me. And I was like, oh, I'm getting notification. My followers jumping. I was like, what is going on? And I didn't even know the video got put on YouTube first. And that's on like 300,000 or something the last time I checked. And the one on TikTok's on nearly 2 million. It's insanity, jeekers. So it's,
Sam Smith heard it? Has Sam Smith been on, Ger? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but a lot of people have been commenting his name under it, or their name, sorry. I mean, you never know. They might see it.
They might. We'll have to call him and see what the story is. That's for sure. Ger, listen, it's brilliant. And look, it's well worth checking out. We'll throw it up on our old social media as well so people can have a look. Well done. And listen, hopefully great things come as you're telling us. They will be coming down the line. We'll talk to you again.
Hopefully I'll be back in Tralee for Christmas and people might hear me for a song or two. I have a couple of things I need to do down there. So people might see me over Christmas.
That's great. Ger, we'll look forward to it. And listen, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. There you go, Joe O'Hanlon. You can follow him at Joe O'Hanlon on TikTok or other social media to find out what's going on. Brilliant, amazing singer, and people in Tralee have known that for years, but now the international audience is seeing it by way of this video. He's been in London as well for the last while, so check him out online. We'll post that video up as well. You can check a look. It's an amazing voice, amazing singing, and a nice positive story to bring you into the weekend. We'll have more on the way, including your comments after we take these.